The National State Enterprise Bill is being pushed through Parliament by the ANC, and if they succeed, it will allow a return to state capture of state-owned companies through a singular holding company that controls them all. While the President recently signed a proclamation returning state-owned enterprises to relevant ministries, the ANC remains hell-bent on bulldozing this bill through Parliament. Under the President's proclamation, the Department of Public Enterprises was disbanded by moving all state-owned enterprises to departments, fitting their function, and this was a move in the right direction. It has been widely reported that after a visit to China, Minister of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, Minister Ramakgopa, has been shown the weakness in the current proposed plan and shown other remedies to avoid a disaster, but she's not budging. Questions remain on why the minister remains focused on a centralized model, putting all state entities into one unwieldy company, while disregarding other decentralized or hybrid models. There's also a growing imperative for government to assess and determine which SOEs remain worthwhile and which we can let go of.